Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, and we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We'll get your calls in our next segment and speak to Bailey Gaddis. At the bottom of the hour, Bailey is the author of the book Asking for a Pregnant Friend and also Feng Shui Mommy, 2 books. And we'll talk to Bailey Gaddis about childbirth preparation and nutritional supplementation for pregnancy. Bailey Gaddis at the bottom of the hour. And your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can find all your favorite longevity products on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You'll also find news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. If you're an entrepreneur, or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, if you want to work for yourself, have a home-based business, make a part-time or even a full-time income and be part of the multi-billion dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you simply want to get your products at the wholesale price, you want to check out the longevity business opportunity at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Just click on the Join the Team link. You can also call 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470 if you want more information. All right, our number today, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010, and we will get your calls in our next segment. Last we spoke on The Bright Side, we were talking about this notion of contraction and stress response. I call it the potato bug effect. A potato bug, or some people call them a roly-poly bug or pill bug, depending on where you grew up. It's a little bug, a little insect that curls up when you poke it. And this curling up is the result of a contraction, and it serves as a protective response. We micro-contract our muscles when we are under duress, when we're under stress, and this results over the course of time in a hardening of the body. It also results in pockets of hypoxia, pockets of low oxygen, and ultimately pockets of cell death. This is how we deteriorate, this is how we degenerate, and this is the cause of all chronic long-term diseases. First, it doesn't matter so much when you just have one little pocket, and a couple little pockets, and 10 little pockets, or 100 little pockets. But eventually, you reach a critical mass of pockets, a critical mass of armoring, a critical mass of micro-contractions. And that's when you say, oh my God, I was sitting on the couch watching TV and I got fibromyalgia. It's unbelievable how many times I hear folks say this. I was doing nothing. I was perfectly healthy and all of a sudden I got arthritis. I was doing nothing. I was perfectly healthy. I was living just the way I always live and all of a sudden I had a heart attack. It's because we don't see what's building up underneath the surface over the course of the years and the decades. And it all starts very, very young. This contraction, these micro contractions, start very, very early in life. They start oftentimes when we're infants. Certainly by the time we're kids, we've got these micro contractions going on. This curling up, this contraction of the musculature. And ultimately, this curling up and this contraction is a protective response. This curling contraction response is a fundamental movement that all living things, from bugs to cells to plants to people, all exhibit when they feel threatened. And you can experience this for yourself. You can experience this intentionally when you're under duress. And all you got to do is right now just think about something that is stressful. Just think about a credit card bill. Just think about your job if you don't like your job or your relationship, if you're having a problem with your relationship or whatever. Just think of something you don't like and pay close attention to your body. Just sit still for one moment, close your eyes, think about something you don't like, and you will experience, if you're paying attention, you will experience a slight contraction. If you think of something really yucky, you'll experience a more significant contraction. I notice it when I'm merging onto a busy highway. As I'm merging from a on-ramp onto the highway, especially if it's really busy, I can feel, especially my legs, I can feel my legs and my feet and my toes very slightly and temporarily contracting. And while these contractions can be felt in the muscles and the connective tissue, it's actually occurring throughout the body, particularly in the lungs and in the cardiovascular system, in the blood vessels especially. And this is a normal response. This is a normal part of our protective response. Our bodies, all living things are designed to contract when they're under duress. And it's not a big deal. It's normal if it happens once in a while. But the way our world is structured, everywhere we look, there are contraction triggers, i.e. fears. That's because we built an economy that's based on fear. We have built a society that's based on fear. We have built a control system that's based on fear. It is everywhere. And it is especially promoted to us through the media, through television, through print, through advertising, through the internet, through social media. This is why it's so important to tune out the news. Don't watch the news. And if you watch the news, watch it from a meta perspective, meaning don't just listen to what they're telling you. Listen to what they want you to think. Don't listen to just, when you watch the news or you interact with social media or any kind of media, by the way, media means middle. Media mediates our experience. It's a middleman to our experience. We don't experience the world. We experience it mediated. We experience the mediated version of the world. Nobody experiences the world as it is. This whole viral infection noise that's out there, most of the information, most of our understanding of what's happening out there is mediated to us. It's given to us. And you always want to be suspicious of information that is mediated to you. In any case, when you're watching, watch what they're trying to get you to believe. Don't listen to the words they're saying, but just listen to the patterns of everything, the patterns of the stories. What is the meta message in the patterns of the stories? It's to be scared. Be very, very scared. Our authorities, our healthcare authorities that show up on the media are all saying, we're very concerned, we're very scared, be very afraid, and you need us to protect you. This is a classic technique, a classic marketing technique to get people to buy, to get people to participate. And we've created a world that is designed to feed on our fear. Literally, it feeds like a parasite on our fear. Now, we can do something about it, of course. And that is tune it out, or at least when we're watching it, understand that that is the end game. Watch the news and feel your muscles contracting as you're watching the news. Just watch and participate, or I say watch and participate with your body, and don't let it happen reflexively. We've created a world in a society where contractions occur, and it starts very early in our lives. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. Bailey Gaddis will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about safe pregnancy, how to have a good pregnancy, nutritional supplementation in pregnancy. Her book is Asking for a Pregnant Friend. And also, she has another book, Feng Shui Mommy, website BaileyGaddis.com, BaileyGaddis. And we'll speak to Bailey at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. I will continue talking about this idea of contraction
and armoring, which is really one of the hidden causes of degenerative disease that we don't often think about. The reason I think this is important is because we have a lot of control over how our body contracts. And this is why relaxation and the relaxation response is so darn important, as Herbert Benson, the Yale medical doctor, wrote about in the 1960s and 70s, his book, classic book called The Relaxation Response. He's got a few books, and that's the classic book. And he recognized that what we call stress is kind of a generic term. It doesn't really tell you a lot, the word stress, but in the body, stress is contraction. Stress equals contraction. Relaxation equals an opening up. And learning to relax the body, to open up the musculoskeletal system, is a key element in not just prevention and even reversing of the markers of degenerative disease, but just in feeling good and just in feeling better. This is why we like hot tubs. When you're in a hot tub or when you're in hot water, your body naturally relaxes. Warm water, I should say. Your body naturally relaxes. It's the best way to lower your blood pressure. And by the way, elevated blood pressure is a classic manifestation of this contraction response. Our blood vessels contract, and that raises the blood pressure. That's exactly the mechanism for high blood pressure, for hypertension. It's a contraction of the vascular system resulting in higher pressure. It's like squeezing a garden hose. When you squeeze a garden hose, you get a higher pressure of water. Anyway, we'll continue talking about this tomorrow because I think it's a really interesting issue, and then we'll continue discussing pH, and then we're going to start talking a little bit about the skin, which, as many of you guys know, is something that I've been studying for a long time, 35 years now. By the way, I did a Facebook Live, and I'm doing my Facebook Lives now pretty regularly on Saturdays. And then we're posting them on YouTube. I did it on retinol this past weekend. And then we also got a bunch of them now. I did peptides and growth factors the week before. You can check out all our Facebook Lives and YouTubes on my YouTube channel, which is Benjamin Knight Fuchs. And you can also check out my Facebook Live page, Facebook Lives on my page, truthtreatments.com, or Truth Treatments, I'm sorry, Truth Treatments. And then, of course, you can check out our Truth Skin Health products at TrueTreatments.com. All right, we'll get your calls here in just a sec, so hang tight. From the Food and Drug Administration, lucky us, there is now a new drug for chronic weight management, the first since 2014. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved Wegovy semaglutide, which is an injection that you can get stuck into your bloodstream. They love injecting things, as we all know, for chronic weight management in adults who are obese or overweight. Don't worry about what you eat. No need to exercise. As I'm saying, this is so silly. It's unbelievably ridiculous. No need to exercise. No need to watch what you eat, because you can get an injection of Wegovy for chronic weight management. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. No mention of the side effects of Wegovy. From the FDA, quote, today's approval offers adults with obesity or overweight a beneficial new treatment to incorporate into a weight management program, said John Sheritz, MD, Deputy Director of the Division of Diabetes, Division of Diabetes, Lipid Disorders, and Obesity in the FDA Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. FDA remains committed to facilitating the development and approval of additional safe and effective therapies for adults with obesity or overweight, or for adults with obesity or overweight issues. 70% of Americans are obese or overweight. This is absurd. Absurd. It would be funny if it wasn't so serious, but you got to see the humor in this, and having doctors and the medical model and drug companies take care of our weight issues for us. Along the same lines, today on MedPage Today, obesity is officially a disease. Obesity is a disease recognized as such. Failure to recognize this has led to delays in prevention, treatment, and policy change. Why is it that the medical model, this is Dr. Michael Rosenbaum, MD, and George Bray, MD, on MedPage Today, why is it that they want to that the medical model, if the power structure wants you to think that being obese is a disease, that obesity is a disease? Why would that be? Well, if you think it's a disease, now you can get your insurance to pay for medication. Of course, when we get our insurance to pay for things, everybody pays for it. Now you can get prescription drugs to deal with this disease of being obese. Now you get to go to your medical practitioner to have treatments for this disease called obesity. Obesity is not a disease, people. Alcoholism is not a disease either, for that matter. We've diseasified, i.e. medicalized, our lifestyle, our poor lifestyle strategies, our poor lifestyle decisions, the bad decisions we make. Now, is it easy to lose weight? Probably not. Is it easy to gain weight? Probably is. Just because of the way our world is structured, like I was saying before. There's so many ways that our fear response is manipulated, and eating is one of them, or at least the food choices we make and the food choices we're induced to make are based on tapping into the fear response. Think about it. How, if you are eating food that you don't need to eat, at what level are you eating to alleviate some kind of stressor? At what level are we eating not to eat, not to nourish ourselves, not because we're hungry, but to relax some kind of stress response? And where did that stress response come from? It came from a commercial somewhere. It came from an advertisement somewhere, and it ultimately came from marketing. We eat to alleviate stress. We believe that by eating food, and this is hardwired into us, by the way. It's hardwired into us to believe that eating food will reduce our stress. And indeed it does for a little bit because it activates happy hormones. But this belief is based on the fact that for eons, the major stress was calories. There weren't a lot of calories. Say we don't have that problem. Learn to relax the body when you're feeling hungry. Watch what happens when you relax the body when you're feeling hungry. You'll find that you're not as hungry. That's because the hormones that are associated with relaxation are also associated with appetite suppression. The opposite is also true. When you're under stress, you'll find that you're eating more food. They're called COVID pounds, by the way. If you found that you gained weight in the last year, year and a half, it's because of trying to relax stress, reduce stress, reduce the fear response by doing it the way we've done for eons, which is to put calories into the body. I would present that that's the way you want to reduce obesity issues, is to learn to relax the body and get nourished by the good things in life, the fun things in life, by love and by joy and by passion. When you're in love, you don't eat, or you don't feel like eating as much when you're in love. When you're passionate about something, you don't feel like eating as much. You ever hear people say that they were so interested in their work, they were so interested in what they were doing, they forgot to eat? It's because when you're focused on something that brings you joy, eating becomes secondary. We have a lack of joy in our lives. That's what we have. We have a lack of passion in our lives. That's why we overeat. We overeat because we're stressed, and we overeat because of boredom. And we don't need to be medicalized to reduce our overeating or reduce our collective poundage. All right, 845. I'm sorry. I was going to take some calls. I apologize to you guys. I know there's a bunch of you guys on hold. I apologize. I got carried away. Bailey Gaddis will be with us in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After President Biden accepted responsibility for the debacle in Afghanistan, he returned to vacation. Biden said, "The buck stops here," end quote. Lawmakers throughout America are condemning the lack of leadership at the highest levels. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick on Fox News.
They need to own this debacle, this total and utter failure, 100%, because it's not what they did, it's how they did it.
As military transports packed with hundreds fleeing the country on Monday, others grabbed onto the plane and fell to their deaths after takeoff. One deceased body jammed a landing gear, making it inoperable, but was cleared shortly before landing. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby said gunfire broke out in two separate separate incidents at the Kabul airport, resulting in the deaths of two gunmen by U.S. troops. One U.S. service member was injured during the incident. 382 Americans nationwide died Monday from COVID-19 complications. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Former CIA director and President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News weighs in on the collapse of Afghanistan.
This was a terrible execution of an incredibly important mission. President Trump campaigned on and then for 4 years demanded that we find a path forward in Afghanistan where we got our young men and women home. It was the right path that we were headed down. We tried to work to try and find peace and reconciliation, but make no mistake about it, the Taliban knew. They knew that if they didn't do the things that we asked them to do, if they didn't honor their agreements, that they threatened an American, if they even so much as scared an American, that we would bring real cost. And we did that. We did it time and time again. We had drawn down from a bit over 15,000 to just over 2,500 by the time we departed. And we had managed to keep a stable place. We had managed to make sure we protected Americans. We had the embassy secured. We had all of the things that you've seen fall apart over the last 96 hours in a way that just reflects so poorly on all the blood and treasure and work that we have done for those 20 years. It didn't have to be this way. It is not about whether we got our folks out. President Biden spent a lot of time talking about that today. It was about the how we execute that and the failures that we'd had for all of these years. We had come to an understanding with our adversaries, the Taliban. We weren't about to recognize them. We weren't about to beg them to protect our embassy. We made clear these are the expectations. These are conditions that you have to meet. They hadn't met them, and so we were continuing to our work to get our boys and girls home, but we weren't about to allow what we've seen happen these last 96 hours happen on our watch.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search engine if you miss a program or want to review a subject or direct a friend or a loved one to a specific topic. Brightsideben.com has a search engine as well as 10 plus years of archived information. Brightsideben.com. We also have our blog posts and news stories up at criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com. And you'll also find all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also call 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Brightside Ben team. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business. You can get your products at the wholesale price. You can write off your home office, and you can help change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy by moi, by myself, for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne, dry skin, aging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, the prevention of post-surgical and post-traumatic scarring. All our Truth Skin Health products are powerful 100% active and functional. You're not going to find any junk, no fillers, no water, no wax, no silicon, no vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, and that's why we've got going on 2,100 now, 4- and 5-star reviews. They come in every day. Check them out at truthreviewed.com and check out all our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Bailey Gaddis is the author of a new book called Asking for a Pregnant Friend. Bailey is a doula and a birth educator, and she gives some what she calls frank girlfriend talk and expert advice about pregnancy, childbirth, and early motherhood in her book, Asking for a Pregnant Friend. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Bailey Gaddis. Hey, Bailey.
Hi, Ben. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being on the Bright Side, and thank you for what you're doing, because everybody thinks women should just know what to do when they're pregnant. It should just be automatic, but that actually isn't the case. And as your book is pretty clear about, there's all of these unanswered questions about pregnancy. What is it that motivated you to put this thing together?
Yeah, well, it all started with my own pregnancy experience 8 years ago. I had a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of them that brought up shame, and so I just suppressed them. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't ask anybody. And then when I started teaching childbirth prep, I became a doula. Women started asking me those same questions that I had been so embarrassed about. So that made me...
What accounts for the embarrassment? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what accounts for the shame and the embarrassment?
Oh, I think, there are questions that made me think that I was, like, really abnormal. You know, for example, like, things that were happening in my body, and I had never heard that, anyone felt, like, aroused during pregnancy, for example. I had a lot of really big fears, about dying during childbirth. A lot of stuff that I had never heard other people talk about. So I assumed there must be something wrong with me. Maybe I'm the only one. And I was just much too embarrassed to ask anybody about it.
Do you find that dying during pregnancy is something that women think about?
Or
dying during childbirth?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And luckily, at least in the United States, it's so much more rare than, it was, say, 100 years ago. But it is still this very strong underlying fear that so many women have.
So I remember when I first heard the word doula, it was about 30 years ago. Somebody told me they were going to see a doula, and I didn't know what it was. And I just started doing some research, and I kind of figured it out. And it was sort of interesting to me, and made a lot of sense. What accounts for, these days there's doulas everywhere, what accounts for this resurgence in understanding that it's important to have a guide through the pregnancy and through the childbirth process?
Yeah, I think women and, even medical care providers now are recognizing that women need more than just that medical care. They also need the physiological support. They need emotional support. And it is so effective to have somebody there that can keep that calm energy, that can provide information, that can do massage. It makes a huge difference.
What would you tell somebody who is pregnant for the first time, has no idea what to expect? What would you tell them is the one thing that they need to do to have an easy pregnancy and then an easy childbirth, if there's one thing?
The one thing I would say is listen to your intuition. A lot of times women are so much more wise than we give ourselves credit for, and usually if you can just get quiet and listen to what your instincts are telling you, you're going to be led down the right path.
Is it something that you find that women are open to now, to being guided and being taught the things that seems like they would be natural to be pregnant and to give birth? Do you think women are more open to hearing, to being guided through the process?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because when we get that education and couple it with that intuition, it can make for such a powerful experience. So I think women recognize that really, putting in the work to learn about the process is so beneficial.
What do you think about Lamaze and breathing?
you know, I think it's great. You know, each childbirth modality has kind of their different thing. And with Lamaze, they have shifted from that, you know, the traditional breathing that you would always see in the movies to a deeper breath. So I think, like all of these modalities has evolved into a place where they can each one can be really beneficial to a woman depending on what, you know, she uniquely needs.
How about home birth versus hospital? Do you have any ideas or any opinions on that?
I do, yeah, you know, and I think there's certainly not one right choice. You know, I'm actually 23 weeks pregnant right now, and I'm planning a home birth with this baby with a midwife. I had a hospital birth my first time around, and I've attended a lot of home births and hospital births, and both can be beautiful, really powerful. The hospital is not right for all women, especially if they're having a healthy pregnancy, and a home birth is not right for all women. Sometimes it can trigger a lot of fear, so it's a really unique decision.
Who is there when you have a home birth? Are there medical professionals there? Are there nurses there? Is it just a doula?
Yeah, no. So it's really important to have a certified midwife at the home birth because they have gone through years and years and years of training with how to safely support a woman through the birth experience. They know if a hospital transfer needs to happen, and they usually do it well before it's an emergency. So they really make sure the mom and baby are safe.
Is a doula the same as a midwife?
No. So with doulas, we don't have any medical training. We are absolutely not equipped to manage and support a woman through birth on our own. You know, we just provide that emotional support, again, the massage and whatnot, but we are not trained to make sure she is safe medically. So it's essential to also have a midwife if you're going to be at home.
So midwives are medically trained and they're licensed and such? Are they?
Yes.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, no, so they're licensed, they go through, it's like over, and I don't know the exact numbers, but like at least I think about 3 years of training, and then they have to go through hundreds of hours of attending birth. So they're highly, highly trained.
All right, when we come back, Bailey, I want to talk to you a little bit about how to maintain a healthy pregnancy, and especially I want to talk about nutritional supplementation. That's a big part of our program here on the Bright Side. So we'll be back after this commercial break, Bailey. Stay with us. I'm Pharmacist Ben. BaileyGaddis.com is the website. We're with Bailey Gaddis. More with Bailey on the Bright Side right after this.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
you might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Bailey Gaddis. Her website is baileygaddis.com, and that's BaileyGaddis, the book Asking for a Pregnant Friend. I want to talk to you a little bit about supplementation, but before I get into that, Bailey, and also diet, why do you think that birth rates are dropping so significantly?
Yeah, I think it's a few factors. You know, one, women are, you know, waiting longer to have babies because of career, because of different life choices. And, you know, the longer we wait, you know, the lower our, you know, fertility rates are because our quality and quantity of eggs drop. So that can make a big difference. And then I think COVID has really contributed to women not really being as inspired to become pregnant right now.
That's kind of interesting because there's this whole concept, you probably heard of this, called end of the world sex. Have you heard of this idea that when people think, have you heard of that concept? Like after 9/11 and when people think that the world is coming to an end, they'll indulge a little bit more frequently. But with COVID, that didn't happen.
Yeah, no, I think that women, you know, had a lot of fear, you know, and rightly so. They thought, I don't want to go to the hospital. You know, I don't want to be where, you know, COVID is. And so it created a bit of a baby bust, if you will.
Do you have a take on diet and supplementation for pregnancy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, for example, I just had, you know, really thorough testing for myself and found out that I was deficient in so many things, you know, iron, helium, iodine, and just about 3 weeks ago started, you know, taking more supplements to support that. And I feel 100% better. You know, I was exhausted. I was having really intense pregnancy symptoms and understanding what supplements could help was a huge game changer for me and for a lot of women.
How about morning sickness? Did you find that supplementation helped you with that, or did you have to deal with morning sickness? Or do you have any advice for folks, for women who are dealing with that?
Yeah, I did. You know, for about 6 weeks, I had all day sickness, and ginger supplements really helped. Staying hydrated. I'm continuing to take my prenatal vitamins, even though they can make you feel a little bit nauseous, but they really support you, especially if you're throwing up and, you know, replacing a lot of what you're losing. So, but ginger is the number one thing that most care providers as well will tell you to take if you're having really bad morning sickness.
Ginger capsules or ginger root?
ginger capsules.
And how did it work? Like instantly, or how did you have to take it prophylactically all day and it minimized your nausea, or did you take it when you were nauseous?
For me, I would take it once every morning, and then depending on how my nausea was doing, I would take one more about an hour before dinner time, just so I was able to eat. Because if I wasn't taking those, I was so nauseous I couldn't even eat anything.
Wow. Does everybody get nauseous?
No. With my pregnancy, I didn't get nauseous at all. So you just never know if it's going to strike.
Wow. You know, I've watched two births, two women give birth, and I'll tell you, I cannot imagine why somebody would voluntarily go through that, to be perfectly honest. But women do it multiple times. What is going on? Like, do you just forget, or does it not matter, and you just deal with it? What goes through a woman's head when she wants to do it again after that kind of experience?
Yeah, no, I think there is a lot of forgetting. You know, for me, I remember it being incredibly intense. I had an unmedicated hospital birth, but I don't remember the exact sensations. And so I think that is nature helping me to have enough baby, because I can't exactly remember. And then luckily, a lot of times, and this is not every woman, but a lot of women, their second, their third childbirth experiences are usually a little bit faster, so usually you're not in that phase of intense discomfort for as long, but again, that's not every woman.
I love that word you use, discomfort. I don't think I would describe it as discomfort based on what I saw. I actually thought they were going to be dying. It looks like a death, kind of, actually, when you're witnessing it from the outside. I'm not saying for you as you're having a baby, but for somebody seeing it on the outside, it looks very similar to somebody dying.
Yeah, you know, and that's where the preparation comes in, you know, because in my childbirth prep classes, we work a lot with the mind-body connection, and, you know, we look at ways to shift the perception of those physical sensations that are happening, because really, in life, the only two times where that intense discomfort, where that pain is actually normal, is childbirth and when a woman is having her period. So, you know, realizing that those sensations are supposed to be there and taking that fear away can really help to shift how we perceive the sensation. So it's a really interesting dynamics going on during birth.
I had a friend who was, she had a lot of children, and she said to me that childbirth should be easy, and it was only conditioning and beliefs that made it such a stressful experience. What do you think about that?
Oh, I completely agree, you know, because when you look at, I have a friend that works for Direct Relief International, and he's seen hundreds of women give birth in Africa, and they're taking care of their babies, you know, their other children while they're going through labor, and then when they feel the head coming, they squat down, they receive the baby, they wrap them up, and they mop up the floor and continue on with their day. They are not conditioned to see birth as this horrible traumatic event. They see it as a normal, like in many cases daily thing that women in their village, for example, go through. So I think the conditioning, especially for women in the United States, makes a huge difference, usually negatively so.
What is it about our culture that promotes that?
There's a lot of fear around it. We see it as this very, you know, medicalized event. You know, like if you're not getting lots of medication and this and that, you know, something could go wrong. But more often than not, the woman's body knows what to do. So there's a lot of reconditioning that needs to happen in the United States to allow women to have, you know, more gentle birth experiences.
Have you heard of this thing called the aquatic ape theory that says that human beings came from water? And along the same lines, what do you think about water births?
Oh, yeah, I've heard a little bit about that theory, and I'm absolutely about water births. If you think about it, you know, the baby is floating in amniotic fluid. You know, they're growing in water. And when a baby comes out, you know, in a tub, they know to not take their first breath until their face touches the air. So it's really beautiful to see a baby come in that gentle way. They're underwater for a little bit, and then they're brought up. And the difference in the babies born in water versus those, you know, born straight into the air is really profound. I've seen both, and, yeah, I'm a big proponent of water birth.
How do you do it? Wait, is it a bathtub kind of thing? I mean, what is the logistics of it?
Yeah. So a lot of times it's a bathtub. You know, of course, you make sure it's like fully sanitized. A lot of women even just get an inflatable, you know, tub, the one that you see kids playing in, usually a deeper one, so you're able to fully submerge your body. And then, yeah, you fill it with warm water and you have your baby.
Wow. Yeah, if I was a baby and I was going to be born, that's how I would want to be born. Did you do it? Water birth?
That's what I'm planning. I'm planning that for this next birth. Again, the first one was the hospital, much more traditional. But for this one, if all goes well, I would love to have a water birth.
All right. We have about a minute to go. So in our last minute, tell pregnant women what they can do while they're pregnant in terms of helping their baby develop correctly and come out healthfully, like lifestyle kinds of things that a woman can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, really commit to a healthy diet. Make sure that your care provider is helping you determine if you're deficient in anything. Take the recommended supplements. Get lots of rest. Drink lots and lots and lots of water. And get a little bit of movement each day.
And do you know anything about music? Or have you heard anything about music? Like playing music for the baby or the fetus kind of thing?
Yeah. And I think, you know, play music. It doesn't have to be classical. Any kind of music that you like that makes you feel good, your baby is going to enjoy it as well. So, yeah, play that music.
How about meditation?
Oh, yeah. All about meditation. That's one of the best things you can do to prepare your mind for birth, just visualizing a really gentle, a really beautiful birth experience. And you'll, you know, potentially manifest it through that meditation.
All right, Bailey, how do people get a hold of you if they need some guidance or they need some help or they just want to ask you some questions?
Yeah, my website, baileygaddis.com, is a great hub. It's a great place to start. You can communicate with me directly from there. Find all my books, social media, and whatnot. Yeah, baileygaddis.com.
Your Facebook page is just Bailey Gaddis?
Bailey Gaddis author.
Bailey Gaddis author, and that's BaileyGaddis. Thank you so much for what you're doing, Bailey, and thank you for being on The Bright Side.
Thanks so much, Ben.
Take care. Bailey Gaddis, author of Asking for a Pregnant Friend, her website, baileygaddis.com, and that's BaileyGaddis, baileygaddis.com. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be His Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.